A Navarro man is under investigation after sheriff's deputies say they found a person who had been held against their will and forced to work at an illegal cannabis operation for roughly 2 years. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at the property on May 4th. Investigators say the victim was housed without pay, adequate food, or bathroom access, and was physically assaulted to prevent them from leaving. Suspect Jesse Upton faces charges including human trafficking for forced labor, illegal cannabis cultivation, manufacturing a controlled substance, possession of cannabis for sale, and assault with a deadly weapon. The case has been referred to the Mendocino County District Attorney. Deputies found more than 300 cannabis plants and over 600 pounds of processed cannabis packaged for sale on the property. They also found a butane honey oil extraction lab with more than 240 gallons of butane, an operation that is a felony under California law. Investigators also documented serious environmental damage, including fertilizers, fuel, and chemical waste scattered across steep terrain above the Navarro River watershed, with no containment measures in place. The victim has been connected with support services through the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, a 5-county partnership focused on human trafficking at illegal cannabis sites. The coalition, funded by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, awarded Mendocino County Sheriff's Office more than $170,000 in 2025, with an application pending for over $250,000 for this year. The funding reflects a broader shift in how law enforcement approaches illegal grow operations. Where workers were once routinely arrested, investigators are now focused on identifying who may be a victim. Jesse Upton has not been convicted of any crime and should be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. Anyone with information is asked to call the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office at 707-463-4086. Anonymous tips can be left at 707-234-2100. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.